Gary Washburn is a national NBA columnist at the Boston Globe. Gary Washburn joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Gary, thanks for doing this. I mean, if I'm the Celtics, I'm saying to Cleveland, hey, that's sorry, but, you know, this is the deal. Where do you see this thing going? And I guess if I'm Boston, I might agree to throw a second round pick in or something like that. But I certainly don't want to throw Tatum in this deal to get this done.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, they'll ask for Tatum and ask for Jaylen Brown, but no, those are two coveted players with the Celtics. I think the Celtics feel like they gave up enough. You give up a two-time All-Star who, you know, now if he's going to be out for the season or if this is a significant injury, it's going to take him out 6 months, that's another thing. But if it's going to take him out a month, I don't think you make all these changes. Mm. You give up your starting small forward and you give up your former first-round pick, who's going to be a rookie this year. And then, in addition, you give up the unprotected Brooklyn Nets pick. So I think the Celtics feel like they gave up a pretty good haul for Irving. And so they're not going to – hey, here's another first-rounder. You know, is that okay? Like,
right.
I don't think they're going to be so nice. I don't think they're happy about this. I feel like they – felt like they had full disclosure with the Cavaliers in terms of this is his medical situation. You knew he has an injured hip. He's not played all summer. He left a game 3 months ago. He has not stepped on the basketball court in terms of playing competitive 5-on-5 or anything since then. So how can you act surprised when you see the MRI, you see the scans? We told you this. So, I don't know if it's the inexperience of their management group that just took over, but it sounds like Cleveland didn't do its homework before this deal because it's been reported, widely reported, that Thomas has had an injured hip, that he hasn't played any basketball, and that he could miss part of the season.
Well, and goodness knows, Danny Ainge knows his way around a trade as well as anybody, and I can't imagine that. Yeah, I just can't imagine Danny Ainge would put his reputation on the line like this by hiding something from somebody, especially a named player like this. I mean, if the medicals are dodgy with a guy who's a throw-in in a deal, that may be one thing. But we're talking about Isaiah Thomas here. And as you pointed out, it's not like his lack of activity hasn't gone unnoticed.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you're someone like Danny Ainge and you have this reputation and you're one of the, you know, premier general managers of the league trying to get over on the Cavaliers with an injury, I don't think is a very intelligent move. And I know something he would not do. I think that's something that he quite honestly thought he was forthcoming. And maybe the Cavaliers maybe thought, hey, he'll be back for game one of the regular season. And they looked and said, ooh, this might be an injury that takes him through December or something to that effect, so now they want more compensation. But if you look at the trade, the Celtics have given up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Give up a potential cornerstone next year in this draft. This is a very good draft, especially a very good draft for big men. And so you're talking about Cleveland gets a chance to get younger because you're giving them a rookie now and a rookie next year, and you're giving them Jay Crowder, who's under contract for 3 more years. So you're giving the Cavaliers 3 players – who will be part of their fabric for probably a while, and then 1 year of Isaiah Thomas, and you decide if you want to re-sign him.
Well, and the other thing, you know, I look at this. My first reaction to this deal, Gary, was that it also makes the Cavaliers better this year, to be quite honest. I mean, I think it does anyhow. I think it makes them better this year. I think it makes them tougher this year.
Yeah, if you have an Isaiah Thomas who's healthy, along with a Crowder, that could definitely be a better combination because who knows how it would have worked with Kyrie coming back this year to Cleveland, whether the chemistry would have worked. Let's say the Cavaliers take this hardline stance on him and go, we're not trading you. You don't have any rights to ask for a trade. You know, we don't have to trade you. We're not. Deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
How would that have worked out this year? Would he have held out? Would he have, like, who knows what would have happened or what happens if that goes down? Obviously, they tried to accommodate him. He's what I've been told, he's ecstatic about the trade to Boston, that he wants to be a Celtic, and he's excited about it. So it would be hard to rescind this trade. So they're going to have to negotiate some type of compensation. And like you said, Jeff, if I'm the Celtics, I'm saying a first-round pick. A second-round pick.
Right.
Perhaps the Celtics own first-rounder that they think, okay, we're going to be good, so this is going to be 27, 26. You know, other than that, nothing more than that.
No, I'm certainly not giving up a player. I'm not giving up a young player. I might give up the draft pick. And the only way I give up a young player is if you give me the draft pick back, to be honest, from Boston's point of view.
Yeah. I mean, you're not gonna give them both Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum and the Brooklyn pick and
right.
Jay Crowder and Isaiah Thomas and Ante Zizek. So, yeah, Cleveland's asking for a lot, and I don't think they have a whole lot of negotiating power in this point.
So what happens here now, Gary? Let's say they negotiate, they try to get something done, and it doesn't get done. Does it go to the league office? Does Adam Silver rule on this? What are the next steps here?
Well, they have to agree on a deal by Wednesday, or if not, it's rescinded.
Okay.
So I think this puts, obviously, a timetable on it, and it forces them to negotiate. And Cleveland just might back up and say, okay, fine. You know, who knows what the manager, very new management in Cleveland. I mean, their general manager is a 34-year-old newcomer, Kobe Altman. He got applauded for making this deal when it first came out and was first reported, and now he suddenly wants to maybe get more compensation. So who knows how this thing is going, how Ainge and Altman are dealing with each other, you know, the old wily veteran and the newcomer in terms of their management, and who knows what Cleveland is asking for. Obviously, they'd love to have Tatum, or they'd love to have Brown, but the Celtics aren't giving up either of those two guys.